Welcome to this podcast. Finance functions are facing a number of potentially disruptive challenges that are led by technological innovations, changing business models, as well as consumer expectations. If you could start with a blank piece of paper, how would you design the finance team? And would it resemble in any way the structures that we see today? Today, based on a series of interactive workshops and interviews with leading finance professionals around the world, as well as through an online survey of over 1,000 ACCA members and PwC contacts, we have set out in a new report what we consider to be a possible vision for the future finance organization and what we think the journey is to get there. In this podcast today, we have the opportunity to speak to those behind this thinking. My name is Pauline Chu, and I'm a policy and research manager with the professional insight team here at ACCA. And can I please introduce my guest today, the sponsors of this report, the thought leaders behind it. Firstly, we have Brian Furness, partner and global head of finance consulting at PwC in London.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Brian. Secondly, we have Jamie Lyon, ACCA's Director of Professional Insights. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Pauline.
Great. Thank you very much both for being with us today. Let's start with Jamie, if I may. Jamie, in our report, we explore some of the global trends that are affecting corporate finance in terms of structure, processes, but also people and purpose. So do you think that finance organizations have an opportunity to change at present? And if so, why do you think so?
Yeah, so it's a great question, Pauline. So I guess whenever I talk about finance, I really want to start with talking about the business, because we do live, and I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but I do think we live at a point of inflection. I do believe that we live, from the perspective of the business community, at very interesting times at the moment. If we think about things like just the external marketplace, how competitive it is, we think around the advent of digitalization, we think around how business models are changing, we think about the sheer disruption that we're seeing across industries, across sectors, across geographies, then it's huge. And I say that one of the things that makes businesses more able to thrive or survive and thrive in that environment is business agility. And when we think about that, we think about sort of acting at speed. Then we come on to the narrative around finance. And I'd say for finance that it creates absolute challenges, because the business will look at finance and say, right, okay, how are you making me move in the marketplace quicker? How are you really supporting me in terms of my, you know, decision-making capabilities? How are you making me able to work at speed? But also it's creating, you know, it's a double-edged sword, really, because it's creating those same opportunities as well. So for finance in that environment, if you can properly align the finance ecosystem in your organization to supporting business strategy, particularly being able to execute decision-making at speed, and that's really important. If you can do that, then that is, I think finance has a fantastic opportunity to really lead organizations on, you know, from the front foot here. I think it's the environment that's really shaping this.
Thanks. Brian, is there any comment you would like to add?
I think Jamie clearly talked about technology, he talked about disruption. I think the other thing I'd talk about is data and analytics. So the huge amount of data within an organisation now and external to the organisation that they can use to drive decision making, and the fact that finance has a key role to play, sometimes in the stewardship of that data and the governance of it and the control of it, but also definitely in driving the analysis and helping the business look for sustainable, profitable growth opportunities is going to be critical going forward.
Thank you. And so since you have the floor, what is, from your perspective, what are the sort of key things that finance leaders need to think about to get onto that journey?
Well, Jamie mentioned agility and the need to have speed to market and speed to change. I think if you're going to be agile, you need fairly standardized and streamlined processes. So focusing on your finance processes to make sure that they are standardized and you're reducing waste and you're efficient and effective will be one thing I think people need to focus on. Some of that requires you to look at commonality of processes rather than looking at why they should differ across your organization, and removing the complexity across the organizational structure. So thinking about processes is one thing you need to be thinking about on your digital journey. I think another is around people. So put people at the heart of any journey you're trying to make. And, you know, if you're looking to transform your finance function, what does that mean about the people experience, the people within the team, the skills they need, how they work together and collaborate? Because without focusing on that, you're merely bringing in new technologies and changing process, and it's people that glue all that together. But I think the overarching point, I would say, on any transformational journey is exactly the point Jamie made, that it really needs to focus on, finance really needs to focus on talking about business outcomes, looking at the business agenda and making sure outcomes for customers and clients of your business are improved, such that your business then thrives in a very competitive environment. So I guess think about process and structure, think about standardization, and put people at the heart of it, but always make sure you're focused on business outcomes.
Yeah, and I think just to add to that, I think, you know, Brian made some really good points there, Pauline. I'd also say there's something around, you know, ultimately, this is, I mean, the first question was around opportunity. So for me, opportunity means around appetite as well. So appetite from finance leaders, appetite from CFOs to really embrace that change opportunity. Clearly, we talk about technology a lot and digital, the ascent of digital and, you know, what those potential different tools are going to do in terms of enabling finance to change the game. But, you know, technology isn't the silver bullet, but it's incredibly helpful as well. So when I think about attitudes, particularly I think about, say, attitudes to technology and digital and wanting to embrace that, I think that's going to be really important as well. But we all know from all of the work that we've done around the future of finance over the last few years that it's not just about the digital angle, as Brian points out. It's you know, there's a few things in the mix here.
That appetite to change things is crucial as well, isn't it? And that's something we saw throughout the research. And I'm sure Jamie will go on to it in the next section, but not everyone has the same appetite to change or the same willingness to change or the same attitude to change. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And I think just about, since you mentioned it, just about the research, ACC and PwC have been working for quite a number of years around the theme. Jamie, would you like to say a few words around the research and the thinking that led to this new report?
Thanks, Pauline. So I guess we've been on our own transformation journey, really, haven't we, in terms of thinking around, you know, the evolution of finance. And for this latest piece of work, I would say that, you know, what we tried to do was work together to bring together a series of workshops, interviews. We also led a survey as well, which really talked to trying to understand how disruption is having sort of a big impact on the future finance team. And that sort of picks up the narrative and lots of the themes that we've talked to before. So we developed a number from that narrative and from those discussions, we developed a number of hypotheses that we wanted to explore and test out through our research. And those hypotheses talk to the sort of things that Brian's talked about before in terms of data, particularly in terms of, you know, the traditional finance role, in terms of CFO leadership and so on. And it was extraordinary to do that, because what that gave us was an anchor and a way of thinking through these different paradigms in terms of how finance may or may not evolve. And what's really interesting, certainly sort of one of the key messages for me from the report, is that there's no one prescribed definitive answer collectively when you talk to different people. You know, people have different views on where this thing might land and might go. And it might actually look different for different types of organisations. So it's, for me, it's just enriched the debate around, you know, where next for the finance team.
Yeah, and I think those hypotheses resonated well with many of the contacts and ACCA members that we spoke to around the world. Obviously, different level of evolution on that journey, but they really resonated. And I think we were lucky to have the disruption team from PwC to help us think outside the box.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the disruption team, you know, were absolutely fundamental and key to the project, because I guess what they enabled us to do was think and get the participants to think very differently about how this may play out in the future. And that's really important, because from a CFO's point of view, I do think you've got to be thinking very differently. You started the podcast a few minutes ago with this point around, what if you had a blank piece of paper? Now, that I think that's a great idea, because I guess we've become slightly institutionalized in how we think about the future of finance. So we think about it in terms of a transaction shared service factory. We think about it in terms of perhaps centers of excellence. We think about it in terms of business partnering opportunities, sort of closer to the business. But that is, it's a commonly accepted model. But actually, when we think about, sort of finance 4.0 or finance 5.0, well, maybe that could look very, very different. Because when you start to bring into play, particularly sort of some of the cloud technologies as well, maybe that starts to really change the model opportunities. Mm. I think that could have a big difference. Yeah. So we need to think creatively and innovatively, and not just necessarily think that the solution that we've, had that narrative around for so long is necessarily what it's going to be like in the future.
Mm. What for you, Brian, what was the sort of most interesting findings from this work? And out of the six hypotheses that we laid out and that vision that we proposed for the future, what was the most interesting finding for you?
I think if you look through the report, there's an interesting split between people and organisations that think change is going to happen very quickly, or it's happening now, and others that think it may be 5 to 10 years out before it impacts them. So that sort of polarisation, I guess, of the two thoughts about how finance is going to be impacted was interesting, I thought. And you also, if you dig into it, I think there's a reasonable geographical split as well between the sort of European economies that we surveyed people from and met people from versus perhaps the Asian economies we met people from. So again, that's another interesting angle on openness to change and pace of change, I think. The other thing that sticks with me is we had an awful lot of conversations around the fact that the skill sets of finance will need to change going forward. But the majority of people we spoke to didn't really know how. They knew they were going to have to change, but they didn't know in what way. They knew that finance was going to be recruiting and employing different people, but they didn't quite know what shape or size or skill sets they have or where they'd be. So for me, that was one of the most interesting points. And one of the hypotheses talked about the virtual finance function. And a lot of people said, well, we've already got that because we use offshoring and we allow people to work from home. And what we were thinking was more that finance would be perhaps bringing in people from outside the organisation to do specific things at specific times. They wouldn't need to own all the talent. They'd perhaps collaborate better with other parts of their organisation, like the supply chain teams, risk or operations. So to me, the questions around the operating model structure and the skills within finance were the two sort of fascinating ones, really.
I think what's really interesting for me, just picking up on what Brian's just said then, Pauline, is that, I sort of feel that finance has worked well. It's sort of done the job it's supposed to have done, sort of given where we are. I guess the big challenge, the big question for me is, and this comes back to the point around innovation, will that continue to be the case as we move forward and as dramatic changes continue to impact the business in the future? So we've had the luxury, I think, of digitalisation and sort of a changing market landscape sort of slowly ticking up. But I think what we're going to see probably is that change happening quicker. So I think it is a little bit of a call to arms in terms of finance thinking more around what Brian was talking to about, sort of how do we properly innovate here and think about doing things differently. We all know the problem is that there are certain known knowns around things like technology, which are more tangible, which are more visible, which are less opaque, that we can sort of deal with. When you get onto things like culture change, when you get onto things like, some of the things that Brian was talking about there and thinking quite radically different around finance operating structures, that's hard. And it's also particularly hard. It's hard because it's just by virtue of what it is, it's less obvious. But secondly, you've also got to create the space as a finance leader and a CFO to allow yourself and your teams to to conceptualise some of this stuff and actually think about it properly. The challenge we have is that we're still running to stand still. So we're still sort of doing the quarterly reporting and the monthly reporting, and we're still doing all of this huge information gathering exercise. So sometimes it's a little bit of a vicious circle, and I do wonder about how we create space in finance and as CFOs and finance teams to just take a breath and just say, look.
Yeah, I think creating that capacity within your team to allow people to innovate and to try new things and to try and solve problems in different ways with others around the organisation is hugely important. But it's very easy, isn't it, in the cycle of finance to get locked into, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly reporting and budgeting, etc., etc. And before you know it, the really talented people in your organisation who think about things differently have no time to actually think about what the future can look like. So to me, that's critical of freeing up some time to allow people to do that.
And even just challenging perceived wisdom about what it is to be in finance and to be a finance. You know, there's a really interesting point in the report around, you know, do we need 100% data accuracy, or, you know, do we need to be solving for 100% of the figures all of the time, whereas actually sometimes we might be in a situation where if we've got to execute quickly, we've got to be agile, then maybe sort of going all the way with them is not necessarily the right thing to do. Maybe we can think about this quite differently. So there are certain tenets, if you like, of being in finance that sort of, you know, become imbued over a long time, which you, in this new world, we might have to think philosophically quite differently about.
Absolutely, and the report contains many more so what questions as well for the reader to help also relate to the findings and sort of apply some of the lessons, some of the recommendations. The report also contains four pieces of work from PwC specialists around data, around processes, around culture change. So a lot of very useful tips for the reader. And before we close the podcast, I think we always like to ask three key takeaway. Now, we've been talking a lot about takeaway, key insight, key takeaway. But if you were to summarize your three most important findings and sort of like call to arms, as Jamie said, to the finance leader, three tips, three takeaway or insights, as you prefer. Brian, would you like to kick off?
I think the last point that Jamie raised is probably one of them. So in order to make sure your function is still fit for purpose and is relevant to the business, I think you need to give people time to actually look at the structure of it, the skill sets, how it can operate more closely with the business, etc. So somehow you've got to free up that time. So I think one of the things I would say is around using technology to drive efficiency. Maybe looking at your transformation through a process lens to standardise and automate to drive that efficiency. So you free up the time of some of your best people to architect the change going forward. I think, secondly, finance has got to pivot from a, perhaps we always say it, don't we, a backward-looking function into a forward-looking advisory function that helps the business navigate to success in the future. Thinking about how you generate actionable insights, drive predictive analytics, use technology there is important. And that probably requires some digital upskilling of your people to put them through programs and awareness to get them to explore new tools and technologies. But I think thirdly, I'd say focus on that people lens. You know, how do people work? What skills do they need? How do they collaborate across the organization and outside? And if you put those three things together around efficiency and creating capacity and then pivoting to the advisory role and then people, I think you've got a good chance of a successful journey. In fact, we had a breakfast meeting fairly recently, and one of the attendees there said it was only when they put all of those things together that they started really to drive success out of their transformation because they put people at the heart of it.
Great. Thank you very much, Brian. Jamie, can I turn to you for your key takeaway, please?
Yeah, you can. Well, I said before that technology is never the silver bullet. But having said that, I do think that there's no doubt that if you're a technology evangelist, within finance, then I think that is a good thing, particularly with thinking about some of the sort of the new offerings that are coming on stream now. We think about sort of this whole concept around the digital core as well, and that's going to be really important and really sort of bringing your systems together in a more sort of agile, faster, sort of more lean way. I think that's really important. So you have to be, I think you have to be now as a finance leader, sort of looking at your technology suite and thinking about that really, really, really carefully. I agree with everything that sort of Brian talked to then. For me, the biggest thing, and I think this definitely still comes out in the report, is around culture and around mindset. And there has to be a big message around being prepared to adapt and thinking very innovatively about what the face of finance and what that looks like in the future. And I just think we are a little bit institutionalized still. So we definitely need to do that. And the third thing I say is, you know, that's an environment where we have to take courageous decisions and we have to be sometimes prepared to fail as well. We just need to make sure we don't fail on the things that are going to really have a big impact. So I think being courageous, being brave as a CFO right now and being prepared to take, decisions which... you know, we may not quite know where they land, but that's part of the innovation curve, really. So I think that's really important, and that comes back to mindset.
Great. Well, thank you both so much. It's been very insightful, and we hope that our listeners are going to come away and think about what they can make with this report, which we hope that they find useful. Thank you very much for your time. You can find the report both on our website on the ACCA Professional Insights section, as well as the PwC Finance Consulting section. As always, you can also find all of this podcast, reports, etc. on our app, ACCA Insights. They can download on your phone, on your tablet, or even on your laptop. Thank you very much for your time today, and we hope to see you all both soon. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.